London Business School Review. Five lessons for leaders in turbulent times. Tactics to help business leaders handle today's volatile economic climate. Report by Dominic Holder and Nandu Nandkishore.
For many of today's corporate leaders, the current period of turbulence in everything from GDP growth and commodity prices to the pace of product innovation is more extreme than anything they have known before. They came of age in the period of relative calm between the mid-1980s and the mid-2000s, a time of unprecedented stability, growth and prosperity, which the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, referred to as the Great Moderation, due to the reduction in volatility of business cycles. But since the financial crisis of 2007-2008, volatility has returned to historic highs, and it's clear that after a period of calm, the storms are back. Turbulent times tend to lead to a dichotomy in responses, evident not just in business but in politics and society too. Some prefer to retreat to familiar territory to try and make life more predictable again. Others choose to reach out and embrace change. We believe the future belongs to leaders who ignore the pressure to slash jobs, capture value and retreat, and instead choose to pursue sustainable value creation. And the first way to do this is with agility. 1. Be agile. Where in the past companies might have developed a strategy and created a step-by-step process to execute it, today leaders need a more iterative approach that let them respond to the express pace of change and sheer number of sources of disruption. Nestlé, for example, has found ways of tackling disruption in the coffee market over the past 20 years. After creating the world's first instant coffee brand, Nescafé, in the 1930s, it got used to being the coffee taste that people grew up with around the world. When coffee chains such as Starbucks created a new demand for premium coffee, Nestlé tried to respond with its own retail chain, Café Nescafé. This innovation didn't work too well, but what did work was Nescafé Dolce Gusto, a tabletop machine that produces cappuccinos and lattes. The Nespresso range has also taken off. Meanwhile, in Asia, Nestlé countered the rise of 3-in-1 coffee mixes, sachets containing coffee, creamer and sugar, by launching its own branded range of mixes. It's a process of experimentation and failure that gets successful innovators through challenges. But while it's important to be flexible, you don't want to be as precarious as a market stall trader lunging after one opportunity after another. There are four constant factors that leaders need, combined with agility, to steer a path through these uncharted waters. They help companies survive and prosper. 2. Build resilience. The first of these is a kind of resilience and robustness, an ability to absorb shocks. And while large corporations are often written off as lumbering dinosaurs, we prefer to see them as salties. Those saltwater crocodiles might look like dinosaurs, but once they move, they move. They can go on for a year without eating, but when the opportunity is there, they snap it up. Even though the average lifespan of the corporation has been falling, we find companies like Nestlé, Mars, General Motors and ExxonMobil have very long histories. One reason is their resilience. Take Nestlé in Indonesia during the 1998 Asian financial crisis. Over 9 months, the Indonesian rupiah fell from 2,000 to the US dollar to 17,000. Prices went up, salaries were squeezed, markets declined, and many companies left. Nestlé, which had been operating in Asia for a century, stayed and kept investing in brands and people. After 2 years, the markets rebounded while growth rates recovered and went on to soar. The company had the scale and the nerve to absorb the knocks, stay the course, and wait for the opportunity. Likewise, Mars took 25 years of losses in China, but today its Dove brand is the country's number one reference for chocolate. Not many brands have a 25-year horizon, but that's nothing for a salty like Mars. 3. Stay true to your purpose. As a leader, it's vital that you understand the sense of purpose that exists in an organization, and you should be very careful about tampering with it, or, heaven forbid, changing it. Volkswagen was set up as the people's car, a safe, affordable form of transport that people trusted. So how could this people's car get into the emissions scandal that engulfs it today? Well, the CEO tried to redefine the purpose of Volkswagen, to make it the world's number one car company. When you change a company's purpose and hold people accountable to it while paying lip service to societal goals, it's more likely people will take shortcuts and make the kind of decisions they would not have made had the purpose been steadfast. It's a sign that ownership of purpose isn't vested in the ever-changing executives of a company. It lies deeper. This is well known to the RNLI, a UK charity dedicated to saving lives at sea and staffed mainly by volunteers. What is it that can make people give up the comfort of their homes to carry out a sea rescue in terrible conditions? Clearly, the RNLI has a sense of purpose rooted in its communities that goes far beyond financial incentives or corporate disciplinary procedures. And in the times of turbulence, it is up to leaders to understand, legitimize, spotlight, and celebrate the motivations and values that underlie an organization and communicate them through storytelling. 4. Create platforms to respond to all events. The American business strategist Jim Collins makes the point that any company will have good and bad luck events in its life. What marks a company out is what it does when those events happen. Does it have the technical and human capacity to take advantage of a good luck event or to ride out a bad luck one? Leaders can't plan for those events, but they can create a platform that makes it possible for them to respond to events. This might include tapping into a deeply embedded set of values and purpose. It could involve building capacity of the human, factory, or technological kind. Nestlé is a good case study again. As a diverse business, ranging from pet food to confectionery, the question was how to manage complexity and make that a strength. So, in 2000, the company started the GLOBE program to standardize business processes, data, and IT systems across everything from buying raw materials to product distribution around the world. Once the platform was in place, it became possible to respond to market challenges with innovative products. 5. Look to the medium term. Then there's the issue of what leaders see as success. And it seems that the classic Western model of capitalism is reaching its limits due to its excessive focus on short-term goals. Leaders and management who are focused on short-term profits are more likely to cut out spare capacity, but that will also decrease their ability to respond to good luck and bad luck events. And although public companies always set out a long-term vision, this tends to be set so far in the future that it becomes meaningless. What gets missed is the medium term, and this is the time frame that lets us consider the health of the platform, the meaning and purpose of the organization, and the company's absorptive capacity. The world of private equity might have more of a focus on the medium term for the sake of being able to sell to investors. But when a sale does take place, much of what has been built up can get dissipated as good managers leave or parts of the business get separated. So, we're increasingly interested in a hybrid form of corporate governance based on the family firm. Think of Mars, the Swire Group, or Tata Sons. Jaguar Land Rover was making a loss when the Tata Group bought it. They told them not to focus on short-term quarterly results, focus on making great cars. The company went back to making great cars, and it's been a success. Agile and... Our message is that it is possible to survive in turbulent times as long as you choose to pursue new opportunities to create value and hold on to those five pillars of agility combined with resilience, purpose, platforms, and a focus on the medium term to help you navigate the stormy times ahead.
Dominic Holder is Adjunct Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship, and Nandu Nandkishore is Executive Fellow of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at London Business School. He previously spent 26 years with Nestlé until retiring as the Executive Board Member with responsibility for Asia, Oceania and Africa. For more fresh ideas from London Business School Review, visit london.edu/LBSR.